Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. Today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. Except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
Good afternoon. I've been waiting for a nice day, so I can start with that one again for the first time in 3 or 4 years. It was, of course, Rosemary Clooney getting us off to speed this week on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented and produced as usual by Michael Coates, who'll be along a little bit later on, and myself, John Yule. Right, we started, of course, with Rosemary Clooney and Irving Berlin's It's a Lovely Day Today from Call Me Madam. which is from Rosemary Clooney's legendary songbook collection. We heard, of course, Rosemary Clooney sings the music of Irving Berlin, recorded at the Mastermind Studios in New York in June 1984. And the all-star lineup with her: Scott Hamilton on tenor, Warren Vache on cornet, Ed Burkitt on guitar, John Odo on piano, Phil Flanagan was the bass player, and Gus Johnson was the drummer. So glad you could join us, whether you're hearing us live as you go around your daily business, or whether you're listening to the podcast. We're glad you could take the time out to join myself and Mike here on Swing Time. Pianist David Kokoski now plays John Coltrane's composition, Lazy Bird. Although you may spot some references to Giant Steps here as well, I certainly noticed them. David Kokoski, born 1961 in Brunswick, New Jersey. He studied in Boston at the Berklee School before moving back to the New York area. I must distinguish. I mustn't say going back to New York when people are from New Jersey, because it tends to upset people in New Jersey whenever I infer that they're the same place. David toured with Roy Haynes, Randy Brecker, Bob Berg and Billy Hart while he got himself established. And he's the leader on this album, Phoenix Rising, recorded at the Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs on the 20th of December 2018. Another all-star lineup: Eric Alexander on tenor, Peter Washington on bass and Joe Farnsworth on drums. Lazy Bird then, played for us by pianist David Kokoski.
We'll be right back.
Sad passing in Los Angeles on May the 20th, at the age of 98, of songwriter Arthur Hamilton. Arthur worked as a lyricist with, amongst many others, Johnny Mandel, Michel Legrand, David Raskin, Pat Williams and Dave Grusin. His second most famous song was Sing a Rainbow from the film Pete Kelly's Blues. Here, however, is his most famous song, for which he also wrote the music. Cry Me a River is most associated with the version by Julie London, or if you're from Sheffield, the version by Joe Cocker. We hear it now, however, sung by Dakota Staton with the Manny album Big Band. This song, Cry Me the River, was written, I reckon, by about 1953, 1954, so it's something like 70 years old now, and Arthur at least will have been receiving the royalties of a very popular song for that very long period of time. Cry Me a River, then, from Dakota Staton, rather, with the Manny album Big Band. This was recorded in 1990. Cry Me a River.
And now you say you're lonely. You cried the whole night through. Cry me a river. Cry. I cried a river over you. And now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Cry me a river. Yes, cry me a river. I cried a river for you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. Why you never shed a tear. You told me love was too plebeian. You told me you was leaving me.
You told me love was too plebeian. Yes, you told me you was leaving me. And now you say you love me. Just to prove you do, come on, cry me a river. Yes, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
A little tribute to Arthur Hamilton, who passed away on May the 20th. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, so glad you could join us. My name's John Yule. On to pianist Connie Hahn, LA born and bred, born in fact in 1996, and Connie was initially taught by drummer Bill Wysacki, who has continued to be her musical director. We hear the two of them here, along with Walter Smith III on tenor, Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, and Ivan Taylor on bass. The album Iron Starlet was recorded, a date for Connie Hahn, on the 16th and 17th of August 2019 at Sear Sound Studio in New York City. This composition was composed by Joseph A. Chambers and Eugene McDaniels. It's called Hello to the Wind, and we hear it now from Connie Hahn. Connie Hahn there playing both Fender Rhodes and, of course, the piano. Catherine Russell's Hollum on My Mind was recorded in, 2015 at the MSR Studios in New York. And for my money, this is probably her best CD, and that's saying something. With Catherine on this recording, as usual, we find her outstanding musical director and guitarist, Matt Ministeri, along with, on tenor, the arranger of the track, Mark Lopeman, on piano, Mark Shane, on bass, Ted Rowan, on drums, Mark McLean, on trumpet, John Eric Kelso, and on trombone, John Aldred. The tune, or the song, Swing Brother Swing, was composed by Clarence Williams, Walter Bishop, and Lewis Raymond. I don't know quite why it took three people to record, to write such a simple tune, a simple song, but nevertheless, the three of them are taking the credit for it. And the song was originally recorded by Billie Holiday. Here's Swing Brother Swing from Catherine Russell.
Me. Hot rhythm stimulates me. Can't help but swing it, boy. Swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle that boom. Stop this foolish prattle. Come on, swing me, boy. Swing it, brother, swing. Ready to go. And there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say this and bow. Hurry up and send me, let me go to town. Stop this diddle that boom. And this foolish prattle. Come on.
Springtime on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. That was Catherine Russell. We are now going to do the gig guide, so let's get started, shall we? We're starting tonight at Worksop Library, and a Birmingham-based band, a young band called the East Side Jazz Quartet, will be presenting their work, or their programme, featuring the work of Charles Mingus and Thelonious Monk. The leader of the band is the bass player, Ronnie Samogri, who I think we've seen with a number of lineups here in Sheffield, in fact, over the years. And the rest of the lineup of the Eastside Jazz Quartet is comprising as follows: James Borland on trumpet, David Bustache on the saxophone, Josh Rose on drums, and as I said, Ronnie Samogri on the bass. That's at the Worksop Library tonight. Tomorrow night, Jazz at the Lescar, they'll be presenting a band called Glow Seeker. And this is another Birmingham band with David Austin Gray on keyboards. We have Joss Vedivilo on bass and Max Holmes on drums. And they'll be presenting a joyful exploration of Cuban music. Same night, tomorrow night, Cabanas, the Old Time Rags, a trio blending ragtime, blues and vintage variety music. on to Thursday and the Chesterfield Jazz Club at the Old House, where they'll be presenting the Australian singer Lily Dior, whose mentor was no less than the great Mark Murphy. So if you want to see what she learnt from him, and I can imagine she learnt an awful lot, you can go along and see Lily Dior at the Old House in Chesterfield. That's on Thursday this week. Over to the weekend, and free jazz, or free music anyway, at Leopold Square, starting at 2 o'clock at the weekend. Saturday the 21st, Bex Pezzata, a vocalist, will be appearing with a four-piece band, and they'll be presenting old school, modern, soul and country classics. On Sunday at the 22nd, at the same time, 2 o'clock, the attraction is Karaoke Soul, a band led by pianist and musical director Wayne Pollock. And this programme consists of a mix of bossa and samba, inspired by the great Sergio Mendes. That's Karaoke Soul, free admission, of course, on Sunday afternoon at Leopold Square. So, from live music, let's go back to some recorded music and legendary guitarist Kenny Burrell. He's featured, he's now 93 years young, is Kenny, but we're featuring him back in 1995, and his album Lotus Blossom, which was recorded at the Sound Studios in New York. With Kenny, we hear from, on bass, Ray Drummond, and on drums, Joran Israel. The selection here is a composition from Harry Warren and Mac Gordon, which was used in the 1942 film Iceland, as it was called in the USA, Katina, as it was called in Great Britain, and Marriage on Ice, as it was called in Australia. Either way, you couldn't really get away from Sonia Henie in 1942. There Will Never Be Another You is played for us now by Kenny Burrell. Thank you. Kenny Rill again now, leading the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra Unlimited. The body of work here was developed by Kenny with two of his UCLA colleagues, Bobby Rodriguez and Charlie Harrison, and was actually recorded at the Catalina's Jazz Club in Los Angeles across 2015 and 2014. I found out that the Catalina Jazz Club is actually named after the owner. I'd often wondered that. Here's Oliver Nelson's Stolen Moments. Bobby Rodriguez on trumpet, Justo Amario on flute, Kenny Burrell on guitar, of course, and Andre Delano alto. Kenny Burrell, again, leading the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra Unlimited. And to complete this first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2, another track from the same event, the same session, and the album Unlimited. Here is one of Bobby Rodriguez's own compositions, and I suspect his own arrangement. Mama Yaya is dedicated to his great-great-grandmother. I don't know how old she was when she passed away, but great-great-grandmothers usually last a long time in my experience. Solos from Justo Almario on tenor, Dr. Bobby Rodriguez himself on trumpet, Kenny Burrell, of course, on guitar. This is Mama Yaya from the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra Unlimited. real crowd pleaser. Mammy Aya from the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra Unlimited. And if I was the musical director on Strictly Come Dancing, I think I'd be trying to sort that one out. Right, that's the first hour of the show gone bug-free, I'm pleased to say. My name's been John Yule, and I'd like to thank you for the invitation, and thank you for listening. Michael Coates is up to the tapes at Ullerton Stadium and ready to get his left leg out and go into the first bend. So please stay tuned to hear Mike on the second hour of Swing Time, following the station ID. Taking us up there then, we go back to David Kukoski on piano, and from his album Phoenix Rising, this is Willow Weep For Me. Thank you.